I've been waiting for you. You know what you want. You want me. It's a lucky day. I am free for conflagration. You're my fond wish come true. You don't know how hard the times have been when the line of work that you're in is incineration. Oh, everybody prays to the god of rain. They flatter him for days and they don't complain. He soaks their puny crops and they simply go insane with glee. And the god of the sun gets a lot of love from everyone. Or take the god of snow who can turn them blue. He comes in pretty shapes so they like him too. For my part, well, I've been waiting for you. You're the girl of my dreams, sizzling with rage, I can see. Would you like to join me for tea and mass destruction? We both live for extremes. Other people pray, I admit, but they only pray for a bit, not a big production. They want a tiny fire so the pot will boil, a manageable pyre if the corpse is royal, a nothing little lamp that wouldn't even broil a flea. Or the boars have the gall to request I not come by at all. They'd rather have their houses intact, it seems, their petty little pets and their timid schemes. But you, darling, you're the girl of my dreams. You have got that spark, you have got that flare. I can tell you yearn to burn with the glow that few other dead people share. The living occasionally offer me a token sacrifice. Well, that's very nice, but what can you do with a few dead mice? Where do I put all those moles of rice? I smell bad enough without tons more spice. Isn't anyone aware? I need prayer, fervent prayer. Worshippers who long to destroy, savoring the sweet, fleeting joy of complete cremation. And my dear, here you are, lighting up the night, my lucky star. It's the hand of fate. You've been worth the wait. Now all those other deities look a little less divine. When I answer your prayers, you answer mine.